The scriptures describe that the opulence of the spiritual world, especially Goloka Vrindavan, is inestimable. It is said, all the beauties and opulences and the riches of the material world, like the Navaratnas and gold and silver and diamond, all these things, with all the beauties of the world, is insignificant in comparison to the opulences of Vaikuntha planet. But even all the opulences of Vaikuntha put together, that is considered insignificant in front of even a dust particle of Vrindavan, it is said. So what is so special about the Goloka Vrindavan, which is like a simple village where there are village girls performing simple household activities and covered boys tending to the cows? How can such a abode with its dust particles, one particle of dust can be so supreme? What makes it special is the spontaneous and intimate loving devotion of the residents of Vrindavan towards Krishna. The kind of intense attachment they have for Krishna makes all that sweetness. Just like, for example, sometimes if a person, in the scriptures it is said, if a person has three things, three characteristics are said. One is a person's bodily beauty. And a person wearing ornaments and cosmetics makes him more beautiful. But when a person is endowed with emotions, when a person is expressive with the emotions on the face and bodily actions, then the real beauty comes out. So imagine if a person is very tall and hefty and having all limbs of the body properly formed. And then if such a person doesn't have any smile or emotion or expression on the face, he is not very charismatic or attractive. But then when a person wears ornaments, he is more attractive. But when a person is expressive, even if a person is not very having prominent beauty or bodily features, still a person is attractive. Similarly, what gives life to the Vrindavan Dham is the love of the residents of Vrindavan for the Lord. Because if you compare the material opulence of the earthly planet to the heavenly planets, and heavenly planets to the Vaikuntha, and Vaikuntha to the Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan's richness and opulence is only natural beauty, isn't it? So what makes it so special is the beauty of the residents of Vrindavan. Why? Because the Vrijavasis are constantly absorbed in remembrance of fond remembrance of Krishna and his pastimes through the chanting of the holy names, always. So you must have heard a song, famous song. Kabe Gauravane Sura Dhuni Tate Haradeha Krishna Bole. So in this song, the devotee is praying, when will the time come when I will enter into that holy dham of Navadvip dham or Vrindavan dham, and I will throw away all my social obligations and duties and enter into the holy dham, and I will roll in the ground of Vrindavan chanting Hey Radhe, Hey Krishna, and I will go from door to door to the houses of the residents, Vrijavasis, and I will beg some braj roti from them and accept it, and I will drink the holy waters of the holy place, and I will simply chant and dance the holy name and circumambulate. I would do like this. When will the time come? This is a prayer of Abhilasha. Of course, this is very easy to do. You can leave the horrible city and go to such a place like Vrindavan Dham or Mayapur Dham and do that physically. But you cannot experience the liquid mellows of the holy name nor the sweetness of Vrindavan Dham by physically doing that without having gained the richness of spiritual richness of heart which comes from the shelter of Vaishnavas. You know, there are many great associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Swarup Damodar and others. There are many who have never visited Vrindavan. Can you imagine? four associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who have never visited Vrindavan at all. On the other hand, you find Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami going to Vrindavan. Why they went? On the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that they can perform the duties ordained to them by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they went. Otherwise, you find that Chaitanya's associates are not very eager to go to Dham and experience this kind of thing, although they talk of their Abhilasha to gain shelter of the Dham. So, first Vrindavan has to be established in the heart, then physical entrance to Vrindavan will make sense. Recently, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj was telling that he has never visited Jagannath Puri Dham and seen Jagannath Rath Yatra even once in his life till now. Can you imagine? He said, so we were shocked, taken aback. He has so much love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has so much love for Prabhupada. He has not visited Rath Yatra even once. Such a grand festival. But he has already attained the feet of Jagannath in his heart. So, even if he doesn't go, he is seeing Jagannath in his heart constantly in such a platform. So, such a kind of vision of the Lord in the heart is attained only through the absorption in the chanting of the holy name. That is why Harade Ha Krishna Bole he is saying, by chanting of the holy name. Such kind of loving disposition towards Krishna will get awakened in the heart. Vrindavan will get awakened in the heart by the chanting of the holy name and taking shelter. And then the physical dham one can always visit later. And it will make more sense and meaning to a devotee when one has awakened the devotion service in the heart. Otherwise it wouldn't make any sense. A physical, geographical locating of oneself in a dham is not in par with living in the dham with absorption. Just like Prabhupada said, a mosquito is also sitting on the Vyasasana. And Vaishnava Acharya is sitting in the Vyasasana. Is it the same? Mosquito says, somehow or other, now I also got a position on Vyasasana, if he says, you know. What is so great about it? You know, some brahmachari will come and drive him out from there. Isn't it? Whereas when Acharya is sitting in the top, he is delivering sermons, enlightening people about Krishna. So that is why, for the Karmi's delight, is eat, drink and be merry. Go to Lonavala or go to some hill station and enjoy. That is Karmi's delight. Jnana's delight is Vedanta. Study Vedanta Sutra, Neti Neti. Study Upanishads and speculate with the mind, stretch your mind to understand the difference between spirit and matter. And the yogi's delight is performing austerities and penances in Gangotri, Yamunotri, Haridwar, performing Ashtanga Yoga. They are very fond of austerities and controlling their mind and senses. But devotee's delight is chanting of the holy name. That is why in the song he says, I will go to Vrindavan Dham, but what he says? I will chant the names of Radha and Krishna and I'll render them service. So devotee's delight is chanting the holy name and rendering service. This is the highlight of a devotee's life. So if a devotee is centered around this, then this song will be very soon realized in the heart of a devotee in the time to come. So in this way, the chanting of the holy name is like a festival in the Vrindavan Dham or Navadvip Dham, which is the one which binds all the living beings together with Krishna as center and the focus. That is why this should be made the topmost priority as the highest pedestal in the heart of any devotee. So, if you don't have a taste, we develop taste for it. Just like Gaur Krishna Babaji says, come on, let us celebrate a festival all day today. How? By simply chanting the holy name. Yeah. So, when we hear such thing, understand that this is the thing we should aim in our life. If we don't feel that, then problem is ours, not the acharyas. They are not having some problem of having delight in that. So we have to come to a point of deriving delight in that. Harinath Prabhu ki. Yeah.